guys. And it's working because, to your point earlier, they haven't let off the gas pedal.
It's absurd, the depth. It's absolutely incredible. Really, really impressive indeed. So we're in a situation where we understand that they really do mean serious business. And logically, and I don't think that we're going to deny the fact that they are going to play Zamalek in the final. Look at the teamwork there. Layani. It's going to be a big North African battle, isn't it, between two nations who love to have bragging rights over each other. Egypt against Tunisia in the final of the Basketball Africa League. I'm not officially saying it just yet. I'm just saying that, you know, it's pretty much sorted as we look at the game summary to understand exactly what's been going on. 16 steals to 2, Lance. I think we can most definitely say that, well, there's been a bit of afternoon robbery taking place on the court.
Oh, yeah, there's not really a lot you can glean from that other than Monastir just really did a Monastir on the Patriots. If you can accept that as a description of how well they played. They're just very efficient, again, well-oiled machine. And have guys coming from where? Jaziri, I mean, just... I tell you what, you put the uniform on, you get it done. Robbie, you should jump out there. I mean, it's amazing.
What, you're thinking I could even do that?
Well, if
I
mean, you put that uniform on,
yeah, maybe.
You definitely got to put the uniform on.
The white gear on, because if I don't... Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying...
Lance, it's okay, you can say, tell it like it is.
I like you with your calculator.
Yeah.
I like you with your tongue-twisting words. I don't like you out there without the jersey on, is what I'm saying.
I'm gonna mull over what you just said there, Lance, and I'll get back to you on that.
It's a jersey.
It is just a jersey. Okay. All right. But what would it be? Tongue twister on what number would I be? Tongue twister coming on. Another Marvel comic hero.
You'd be 000. You gotta do things different. There's a double zero. You'd be 000.
All right. I'll go for that. That sounds good. Here they go once again. Bury gets the ball out wide to Crawford. Crawford trying to drop it in. Comes off the metal, picked up by Mugabe, and the arms went up, and of course the gesture by the referee means that there's a defensive foul there coming in, and poor Mugabe, who ever since he came on, lads, he's actually been playing some fantastic basketball, and again, you said that the coach was working his, you know, tactics, but... he's looked good since he came on. That's all I'm saying. I can't criticize a coach. He knows a little bit more than me. Usher, save me.
Yeah, Usher, can we get a bell out here, please?
Well, Lance, I'll say that I'm really impressed with U.S. Monastir. They came into this tournament as title favorites, and here they are on the way to the final. And you have to give it up to them. They've been unbeaten so far in the tournament. They deserve to be here. The quality speaks for them, and also the teamwork. And like you two over there.
No, this is teamwork. Yes. I mean, it's banter teamwork, Gusher.
That's it, banter.
Banter.
Oh, you're not speaking with a Hungarian accent again. They're going to give us the numbers countdown. What's 152 in Hungarian? It's 85 points for U.S. Monastir and 46 for Patriots. And, well, we don't have much time left on the clock. It's all about finishing off on a high, get some points. But the ball's just been pinched out of the path of that man there whose name is Marnawi.
I'll tell you what, I am going to be over here excited to watch this final that we're going to get to see with Zamalek and Monastir. Look at the excitement from the Monastir fans. They come here in a big way. A small group amongst a lot of Patriot fans.
Yeah, it's definitely that. And, you know, why not? Make some noise. The thing is that, you know,
Tunisia, as I said, a wonderful country. They'll be celebrating this, you know, across the capital, Tunis, the monastery, a wonderful place, of course. And they've also got a wonderful amphitheater in El Jem, which is basically the same size as the Colosseum in Rome. Absolutely. So that's where they get their gladiator from, of course, you know. So it makes sense. As we see another attempt of three coming in from Jaziri, that just goes on the wrong side of the rim. Taken up court, and we're into the last minute now. You can see that Didi's trying to work his magic. Tightly marked, ball comes back out. Battle continues. Spagamba, of course, trying to get past Bouri. Goes for the 3 points out. Doesn't come off the boards. Back down and secured safely by Jaziri. Another 3 point effort. Falls off his feet as the retreat, having released the ball, comes to nothing.
I think we're going to get a final group, Kyle. The clock winds down. They've conceded.
Well, the Tunisian fans there are just celebrating, and the final whistle has been blown. That's the end of it, isn't it? 80. Nope. No, sorry.
They're going to force.
Oh, they're going to 5 points.
There was a clock difference, so they're going to make the guys take it out.
There we go.
As Bush kissed the BAL logo.
What a game, what a game. 87 U.S. Monastir, 46 Patriots, 41 point blowout in the semifinals for the Tunisian side. Man, I am Mukbil Yabaro. I'm with my co-host Prince Nesta, and we are joined by the legendary Sonny Young. Sonny, thoughts on this game?
Mukbil, I kind of heard the exasperation in your voice sort of over the score line. I certainly expected a closer contest, and I have to give President Kagame full credit if he stuck around for all of that game, because it was a blowout. It was an annihilation, really, by Monastir. They totally took control in the second quarter, and then they basically just built on the lead. And, I don't know whether it was you, Mukbil, or Prince, but a key factor ahead of the final on Sunday is that they were able to rest basically their two key guards, Abada and Araghchi. They basically rested most of the fourth quarter, if not all of the fourth quarter. So they're going to have fresh legs on Sunday when they go up against Zamalek. But, I think Monastir really showed that they are a total team. They were picked by more than a few folks to win the trophy in Kigali, and I think they showed today by their performance that they are certainly ready and capable to lift that trophy. I want to give a shout out for Majak, the big man from South Sudan. He played, I thought he had another great game today for Monastir. 10 points, 12 rebounds. He was a force in the paint. Every time a Patriots player came down the lane, Majak was there to either intimidate them or swat the ball away. Total of 2 blocks, but he was a threat throughout the game. I like Majak Mukbil, and I think he's going to get a few looks from NBA scouts. What do you think?
Yeah, I definitely think he has everything that you really need in a player, right? You have a big, he's about, 6'10", lengthy, plays really good defense, very athletic, can run up and down the floor, can shoot the ball well, shoot free throws well. space the floor. He has a good understanding for the game, where to be, when to set screens. Like, he really doesn't seem like he has any flaws in his game, especially for a big. So I can definitely see why you would believe that he should get a lot of looks.
Guys, looks from where? The guy is 33 years old. I mean, age is something to think of when it comes to, you know, these looks. We are looking for younger guys.
Right,
you
right.
Know, I think people like Rakji people like Abada, Rakji, those are people that, you know, are going to have, like, you know, some few looks here and there. But age is, you know, catching up with Majok. Maybe as far as African teams are concerned, maybe other continents, but NBA, they prefer younger folks. I think in my opinion.
Prince, I definitely agree with you from that perspective, but Sonny's question wasn't necessarily pertaining to age, because when you say, are you getting looks or are we solidifying on the contracts? I'm not saying he's going to get signed or anything, but I definitely feel as though they wish that they would have known about him a lot earlier in his career if this is the type of play that he had while he was younger.
He played for the Los Angeles Lakers, remember?
Mm-hmm.
He was drafted, you know, the 2011 NBA draft. He's had experience from everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, he's a fantastic player. I'll give it up to him. He's played in Australia, Turkey, New Zealand, you know, in France, in Germany, in China. I mean, he's had it all in Lebanon and all these places. But for sure, fantastic performance. But also, Sonny, there's one thing you need to know about Mukbil. He's a double agent. I mean, I could see the way he was talking about this cause, you know, with confidence. You know, I was, you know, busy sort of mourning, you know, sub-Saharan Africa. Mukbil had, like, confidence and was a little bit, I could detect some happiness in Mukbil's voice. Honestly, Mukbil, you just gotta come out clean, man.
Hey, Prince, I don't think so. I really wanted an exciting close game, especially after what the Patriots showed us in the quarterfinals. I really felt as though, you know, they could have given us a little bit more. You know, losing by 41 in the semis is, you know, it's not really how you want to go out, but at the end of the day, they have another opportunity tomorrow to play for that third place game against Petro, who is not a walk in the park. So it's going to be a difficult challenge for them, but I think if they're able to win that game, you know, it'll be a very nice touch to end the tournament for the host nation.
I agree. Good point, Muckville. I think the Patriots, I think they can still hold their
absolutely
head high.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got blown out today by a clearly better Monastir team, but they reached the semifinals. They made a lot of the home fans happy, including President Kagame. If they can win the third-place game on Sunday,
that'll be.
Like you said, I think it'd be a nice touch for this tournament. You know, I don't want to go to get too glowing about Majok, but you know, Monastir already a quality team, and I think doing my research on Majok, they really made a determined effort to sign him. They felt like he might be the missing piece to the team, and I think it was a great signing for the Basketball Africa League. Maybe he's not quite ready for the NBA based on his age. That's a good point by Prince.
Right.
But he's clearly been a factor in this tournament.
I feel like with the Tunisian side, especially with them, their signings, the players that are not a part of the Tunisian national team, such as Arakji, he's Lebanese, Marcus Christopher Crawford, who's an American player who also has NBA G League experience, and Majok, who's South Sudanese. These are really, really good signings, and these are players that, you know, they mesh very well within their team. So I think it's not only so much about getting players that can play, but it's like, can they play within your style of basketball? And I feel like they really have the best signings when you look at who they've been able to get to complement their core team.
That's a great point, Muckville. And I'm going to go to the stats again. I got to figure out this index exactly how they factor in, but it is a player rating based on performance during the game. And the highest indexes for this blowout victory by Monastir, Abada, he had an index of 21. He had the highest rating of any player.
Absolutely.
Majok was next at 20.
Right.
And Crawford, you mentioned him, Muxville. He was at 18.
Mm-hmm.
And space, I think it factors in points, rebounds, assists. But yeah, overall, Monastir looks really good right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. It definitely has been a pleasure. We will be back tomorrow. We will be back tomorrow for the third place game, which will be Petro de Luanda versus the Patriots, and the finals, which will be Zamalek versus U.S. Monastir. I am Muckville Yabaro with my co-host Prince Nesta, and we are elated to have had the legendary Sonny Young with us, who possibly might join us tomorrow as well. That is all from us today. This is a VOA special broadcast of the Basketball Africa League. Have a good night.
This is VOA Africa.
Balance. body tight. I want you to pull me closer. Baby, you miss you, I can't lie. We don't build love where this has no fit cut off. No yawa, no yawa, oh. Baby, tell me no yawa, oh. Yeah, yeah, back well and balance well for me.
Yeah, I know things no balance, but you don't try for me. Yeah, yeah, and I go give you joy, cause I know strong man go pay for me.
Yeah, for you.
Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Excuse me, taxi mama, they feeling no normal. I just wanna be the reason why they call you mama. Yeah, no drama, why you make me stammer? Short conversation, no long drama. Excuse me, taxi mama, what's the plan for this summer? Lagos, Kampala, gone up on Panama. When it seems so hard, I'ma make things come up. They keep it bad like Tony Montana. Me, I lose up my mind when you grind slowly. Mad, me, I'm mad when you wait for me. What you looking for? Girl, I got it right here. What you searching for? I just can't wait for you to bring your body, yeah. Bring your body, yeah. Yeah, just bring your body, yeah. Me wanna rock your body, yeah. Bring your body, yeah. Bring your body, yeah. Yeah, just bring your body, yeah. Me wanna rock your body, yeah. The women grind on her. Women coming on the dance, they want jump on her. She know the same when I bust on her. Life cycle, so no man can run her. Hey, girl, what you wanna do? Can I be your lover? Can I be your boo? Anything you want, girl, me go and do. And your friends can be friends with my crew. Come ride my thing, girl, and do your thing. Never seen a body that can clip a man wings. The way you whine, yeah, you make me sing. Attack, and the body thing, yeah. Where are you from, baby? I wanna know who you call, baby. Rasta man give you all daily. Are you down, baby?
Hey, baby, what you looking for? Girl, I got it right. What you searching for? I just can't wait for you to bring your body, yeah. Bring your body, yeah. Yeah, just bring your body, yeah. Me wanna rock your body, yeah. Bring your body, yeah. Bring your body, yeah. Yeah, just
wanna rock your body, yeah.
A girl like you, that girl. I tell you, she be time bomb. Boom, don't stop, boogie, baby, why not? Hey, your body, baby, fine. This guy, boogie, no be mine. No, no, this body be designer. Some girl fine, but she fine. Continue to wind up. Come in, never seen a girl like you.
Now I let her wine.
Time bomb.
My body fire.
Time bomb.
She my desire.
Time bomb.
She lose control. Explosion.
She said she bought sexy Nina.
Time bomb.
She came with a friend called Sabrina.
Time bomb.
Don't stop this Nina.
Time bomb.
Baby, go.
I just wanna love you. Share with me your problems. Girl, you are the type of girl a bad man needs. I just wanna love you. Share with me your problems. Girl, you are the type of girl a bad man feels. Lean on me. My girl, you're the only one for me. You're the only thing I see. Lean on me. Oh, you're the only one for me. You're the only thing I see. Yeah.
Bumpa overload you. Time for bumpa with black road. Just the time to bumpa makes me feel so good. My soul food makes me want to walk out there. Got no good. You make my confused and if you go. The machine no go me to a means to my body. Hey, no between us.
No.
I go direct, make she see where I'm in. I'm the romantic arena. I wanna take her to a place where the past is
between
us. Time bomb.
My body fire.
Time bomb.
She my desire.
Time bomb.
Make me lose control. Bring sexy by sexy Nina.
Time bomb.
Came with a friend called Sabrina.
Time bomb.
Don't stop this Nina.
Time bomb.
Baby, go low.
Explode. Time bomb.
My body fire.
Time bomb.
Bring my desire.
Time bomb.
Make me lose control.
Explosion.
Bring sexy by sexy Nina.
Time bomb.
Came with a friend called Sabrina.
Time bomb.
Don't stop this Nina.
Time bomb.
Baby, go low.
Explosion.
This is VOA Africa.
Kilometer, 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 kilometer. I don't come, I don't come.